the flip side with PX to these certain characters, did this. 11/25/2024 dictation is for Luis Guzman. Luis Guasco. Guasco spells G-U-A-Z-H-C-O. Luis spells L-U-I-S. Date of birth is 12/27/1966. 57-year-old gentleman, ear with left eye irritation, period. Next paragraph. Patient said he was at work today and it was windy when something flew in his eyes. Stated that he rubbed his eyes vigorously, flushed it out, but still has some pain. He described pain as irritation, rated pain 3/10, worse with eye movement, period. He said he feels like something is still in his eyes, period. He denies double vision. He said he has occasional blurred vision, but when he rubs his eyes, the blurred vision will go away, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. So two SAT is 93% at room air, blood pressure 130/82, pulse 83, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph, left eye, injected conjunctiva. Next line, no discharge. Next line, no periorbital edema or erythema. Next line, no periorbital tendinitis palpation. Next line, a visual acuity. Patient counts fingers with his left eye and his right eye and both eyes together with no difficulties. Next line, pearl. Next line, EOM, full range of motion with no restrictions or significant discomfort. Next line, a pinhead size, a foreign body is noted. Open parentheses, with normal saline flush. Lesion was flushed out of his eyes, close parentheses. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no mandibular signs. Previous paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no respiratory distress, no use of accessory muscles. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cystinosis. Next paragraph, abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort in range of motion. Bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented tennis, recreant alert to tennis, normal motor and sensory functions in normal mood and affect a normal period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is coronal abrasion. Number two, foreign body left eye. Number three, conjunctivitis, period. Next paragraph, procedure, foreign body removal. And patient was given instructions as to my exact method of removal. He gave verbal permission with normal saline, approximately 15 milliliters. Eyes were flushed and foreign body was extracted. Next paragraph. Next line, fluorescein stain was applied to his eyes after two drops of tetracaine was placed for anesthetic purposes. Next line. After anesthesia was achieved, fluorescein stain was applied. Next line, with a Woods lamp, patient's eye was examined. There was increased uptake at approximately 7 o'clock of his cornea. Next paragraph. Patient tolerates procedure well. There were no complications. Next line, two drops of Turbidex was placed in patient's eye. He was then discharged with a prescription for Turbidex, 0.1/0.3% ophthalmic drops. He would do two drops TID for 10 days, number 20 mils. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.